KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some widely scattered showers this morning, and indeed they are on radar. The bulk of the light activity is north of Highway 44. And otherwise, we look for skies to be partly cloudy, a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. In area news, the Adams County Sheriff's Department reports this morning that a Corning man was arrested Sunday evening on drug and harassment charges. 41-year-old Matthew Dean Desher faces two counts of first-degree harassment charges and one possession of marijuana charge after two separate persons reported Desher was harassing them. Following his arrest just before 6 p.m. Sunday, Desher was booked into the Adams County Jail, and as he was being booked, Desher was found to have allegedly been in possession of marijuana. He was being held at the jail in Corning pending an appearance before the magistrate. News time is 7:08.
So, are you ready for the holidays? Actually, I'd be doing pretty well if I didn't have to write that dreaded Christmas letter. I found a way around that. Like what? That's how I let everyone know how we are, how much the kids have grown, you know, all that keeping up stuff.
You can do it. And you probably have the first part already done. Have you taken any good pictures lately? So, pick your favorite one and take it to Rex Pharmacy. They'll make it into a totally personalized Christmas card. Then everyone can see how your family is. They have lots of designs and you can even have them put a message on them. Plus, if you do it early, you'll save 10%.
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. We're here to help you make your personalized photo Christmas cards easy. And at $6 a dozen, they're less expensive than traditional box greeting cards. And through November 19th, you save an additional 15%.
Photo greeting cards from Rex Pharmacy are easy. Just bring in your negative or digital media or email your shot to rexphoto@metc.net. Then let us go to work for you.
Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
A convicted murderer who went missing during furlough from a Council Bluffs work release facility is back in custody. The Iowa Department of Corrections says 37-year-old Sean Kashawili was arrested at around 8:15 a.m. Sunday in Pottawatomie County. He'd been missing on Saturday night after he failed to return from furlough. Kashawili is serving a 50-year sentence for second-degree murder out of Pottawatomie County. His sentence began in 1995, and he was transferred to the Council Bluffs facility this past June. A traffic stop near Stanton early Saturday morning led to the arrest of three people. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Philip Vandenide of Stanton was taken into custody for interference with official acts. 24-year-old Nick Raymond Bierstadt of Ames was arrested for OWI first offense. And 21-year-old Caleb Michael Sunderman of Clarinda was charged with OWI second offense. The men were arrested after the vehicle they were in was pulled over at around 1 a.m. Saturday near 250th and P Avenue near Stanton. Each of the men was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Vandenide was being held on $300 bond, Bierstadt on $1,000 bond, and Sunderman was being held on $2,000 bond. Police in Harlan reported on Sunday that a Harlan teen was arrested November the 4th following an investigation into a fight at the Harlan High School. 17-year-old Doy Boy faces a charge of assault for allegedly hitting Haley Olson of Harlan. Boy was cited for and released to a legal guardian. Officials say also that several juveniles were charged following an investigation into a break-in and vandalism perpetrated on a garage in Harlan on November the 5th. 15-year-old Stephen Lancer was charged with criminal mischief, second and third degree burglary. 15-year-old Caleb Reiner of Harlan, 16-year-old Zachary Gross of Erling, and 16-year-old Samuel Rivera of Defiance were all charged with being an accessory after the fact. In addition, a complaint was taken to the Shelby County Clerk of Court for 20-year-old Winston Joseph Leal of Harlan. Leal was charged with criminal mischief as well as second and third degree burglary. All of the juveniles were cited and released to their parents or guardians. Police in Harlan also said Sunday that two people were arrested on November the 5th following an investigation into a fight which resulted in injuries. 41-year-old James Bowl and 25-year-old Marcus Irwin, both of Harlan, faced charges of assault with injury and public intoxication for a fight which occurred at 1022 6th Street in Harlan. Bowl faces an additional charge of possession of drug paraphernalia, while Irwin was subsequently charged with obstruction of emergency communications. According to court records, both men were released on $1,000 bond and will appear in court for their initial hearings on November 22nd. They were ordered not to have any contact with each other. Bowl also pled not guilty to the public intoxication and drug paraphernalia charges. His bond was set at $300 for each of those charges, and Irwin pled not guilty to obstruction and assault on public intoxication charges. His bond on those charges was set at an additional $300. In a report released over the weekend, the Iowa State Patrol says a Guthrie County man was cited following an investigation into a non-injury accident which occurred on Interstate 80 on November the 9th. 18-year-old Daniel Ray Drummond of Casey was cited for failure to maintain control. The accident happened around 5:25 a.m. as Drummond was traveling in the left lane of I-80 westbound in a 1996 Ford Mustang about 1/2 mile west of the Olive Street exit. According to the patrol, Drummond's car was passing a truck and trailer driven by 60-year-old Calvin Donnell Crawford of Haw River, North Carolina, as Crawford was in the right lane. When the car hit a wet spot on the road and went out of control, the Mustang crossed into the truck's lane and sideswiped the vehicle before it went off the road to the left, crossed the median and both eastbound lanes of traffic before entering the south ditch. The car sustained a total of $2,500 damage. The truck, which sustained $3,500 damage, came to rest on the north shoulder of westbound I-80. And a reminder today to residents of Cumberland, and that is that representatives of the U.S. Postal Service will be in the community this evening to discuss possible closure of the post office in Cumberland. The meeting, which is open to the public, is scheduled for 6 p.m. at the Cumberland Community Building. Similar meetings have been held in other communities throughout the KJAN listing area over the past few months. News time is 7:13.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
Closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy, too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand, because I get a new phone every 2 years.
But what is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster, and be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
And in our funeral announcements, Dean Smith, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospice Center. A memorial service for Dean Smith will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. John Vennick, age 95, formerly of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for John Vennick will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And 92-year-old Beatrice L. Supley of Anita passed away Friday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Funeral services for Beatrice Supley are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.